A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. When some people were speaking about how the temple was adorned with costly stones and votive offerings, Jesus said, "All that you see here, the days will come when there'll be not one left one stone upon another that will not be thrown down." And they asked, "Teacher, when was this going to happen? And what sign will there be that these things are about to happen?" And he said, "See that you not be deceived, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' the time has come. Do not follow them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, don't be terrified, for such things must happen first, but it will not immediately be the end." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be powerful earthquakes, famines, and plagues from place to place, and awesome sights and mighty signs will come down from the sky." The Gospel of the Lord. Today's Gospel starts out with, "Look at all the stuff that's here and how beautiful it is. See how gorgeous. See all the stuff." And Jesus says, "What's important? What's really important? This is all going to be gone someday." And in some ways, when they ask when, Jesus is telling them, that's not so important. What is important is that you continue through the struggle to live and to live with hope. When you hear of wars and insurrections, don't be terrified. Nations are going to rise against nation. There'll be earthquakes. There'll be all sorts of awesome sights. But Jesus doesn't answer the question. He doesn't say when. Each of us have known the end of our own worlds at different times, with the death of a loved one, with an illness, with a move from one place to another, where our lives were turned upside down and something inside us died. We couldn't continue the way we were. Jesus promises to be there in the struggle and says, "What's important? What's important that you will struggle about? What's important is not the answer, but the question and how you live the questions." And how you live the questions in this week of Thanksgiving with thanks that God is there by our side. Let us pray we can do that.